This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Tomorrow is Election Day, but in Ohio, many voters voted this weekend. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson visited the Hamilton County Board of Elections a couple of times this weekend and joins me to talk about it. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So how was early voting going as far as you could tell?
Well, this weekend, it was sort of like a carnival out by the Board of Elections out in Norwood on Smith Road. I mean, it was everything, you know, everything from John Legend campaigning for Democratic candidates, marching bands. You had dozens of candidates and volunteers who were kept 100 feet away from the polling places and passing out thousands of sample ballots and campaign literature. You had long, long lines stretching out from the offices. And they were moving pretty quickly, but there were a whole lot of people. They've actually, Friday, I'm told that they set a record for in Hamilton County for in-person voting on one day with over 2,500 people showing up.
So do you think this enthusiasm level favors one party over another?
I think when it comes to, certainly when it comes to in-person voting, it favors the Democrats. There are more Democrats who show up and do that. Republicans will tend to, if they're voting absentee, they're going to tend to mail in ballots. But even if you look at those right now, the returned ballots that have come into the Board of Election, there are more Democratic ballots than there are Republican ballots. So it would seem, at least here in this little corner of the state, that the Democrats have the enthusiasm edge.
Why is there so much emphasis put on early voting?
They want to get as many votes nailed down as possible. They want to get people before, frankly, before they can change their minds. You know, if you vote early, if you vote a couple weeks early before the election, you know, there's nothing that can influence you to change your vote. I mean, your vote is your vote. And they want to get their people out and build up a natural advantage so that on election day, it's much easier for a candidate to do the job of turning out the voters who haven't voted yet. And the Board of Elections people like it because it makes their job on election night a lot easier. The more people who vote early, the fewer they have to worry about coming in and out of the polling places all day.
So do you think tomorrow's going to be a late night for vote counting? What do you expect?
Well, here's what I think. I think on the statewide races, particularly the governor's race, is going to be very, very close, I think. And it could be so close. It could be just a relative handful of votes separating Rich Cordray, the Democrat, and Mike DeWine, the Republican, one way or the other. I don't know who would end up on top. But if that happens, if you're talking about a few thousand votes, so let's say it'd be like 1974 when Jim Rhodes came back and beat Jack Gilligan for governor by only 11,000 votes. In the state, that's less than one vote per precinct, 11,000 votes. Now, if it were something like that, and if you have 150,000 or so provisional ballots around the state that can't be counted for 10 days, then you're not going to know for sure tomorrow night or Wednesday morning who the next governor will be. You'll know who's in the lead. But the lead will be so small that the provisional ballots could change the outcome.
Well, you will be here tomorrow night writing election stories for the web, probably on the air a little bit, talking with some analysis through the evening. Our coverage starts at 8 o'clock.
Yes, I'll be here.
All right, Howard, thank you so much. Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and stories at WVXU.org.